Our next roaster is Patrice O'Neill. You may recognize Patrice from his many speaking roles in movies, but only if you've sat in front of him in a theater. I know, some of these jokes may come off racist, which is why it's important to remember that Rosa Parks fought so Patrice could take three seats on the bus. So please welcome a guy who looks like Chris Farley after a mineshaft explosion, the very funny Patrice O'Neill.
Thank you very much. It's just strange, because I had all this planned shit, but I didn't know William Shatner was gonna be quasi, like, an old racist man, like, but everybody's giggling, like, whoa, but you're a fucking asshole, Captain Kirk.
What are you talking about?
Like, I don't respect him, but like, I respect him, because he's fucking Captain Kirk. But I think he might be racist because his hair plugs look like black girls' pussy hair. This is fucking amazing. Like, I wasn't gonna be mean to Anthony. I don't know him, I never met him. Like, so I'm sitting here watching him and I'm like, he has way too much confidence. Like, in my world, he's an open micer. Nobody knows him and nobody should. Like, nobody should fucking know Anthony. I refuse to learn his last shitty name. I learned Galifianakis. That's the last shitty last name this nigga's gonna learn in this fucking funky town. He reminds me of a medieval restaurant waiter. Like, his old demeanor, like, hello, may I welcome to, and you just wanna go shut the fuck up and bring me my giant turkey leg, you fucking nothing. How the fuck can I be too mean after all this shit? I can't believe it. I'm dying of diabetes and you motherfuckers are like, oh, that evil fat puff, you know. I consider Seth an icon, I do. Like, I got a critique about Seth. It's too much Seth. It's almost like he's jealous of his own creation. Where he wants to prove I'm better than the cartoons. But he's not better than the cartoons. See, but I think the problem is with Seth is that he don't have a partner. You know, like the South Park guys or Hanna-Barbera. I know we've read that old story that Hannah once said, I'm bigger than Yogi, and Barbera slapped the shit out of him for saying that. Seth needs a Barbera. To slap him twice. Once, to say, hey man, don't forget why people love you. And two, just say you're gay. No. No straight man writes that many show tunes. That's a fact. I love Mike Tyson, and I don't have much to say. As a fan of Mike Tyson, I love him, and I don't mean, yeah, I love
him. Fuck you.
I love you, man. I'm just disappointed and hurt at how much comfort white people have around you now. I don't like it. As Steve-O, this new subdued, not drunk you, it fucking stinks, man. Ride that whole Steve-O shit till the wheels come off, man. Let a fucking leech bite your eyeballs and do some goofy shit. Even your fake puncher, it just, you disturb me with your lack of edge. You just like, why are you still looking at me like that, Mr. Shatner, sir? You're like, boy, I had more for that nigga than I didn't say it. I should have said it, because he's an asshole.
You're telling it as it is.
And
then, like it is.
Jeff Ross, I love you, I guess. Look, Jeff Ross is a legend. His funniness is a legend. But when I say legend, I mean a myth. like the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot. Like, we all believe they exist, but who really ever saw it? I've turned down many roasts. I have, about three or four of them. And I said yes to this, and I'm dead ass serious. I said yes to this because I respect Charlie Sheen. I do. I said yes because I respect, not his body of work, like not. It's all been very Christian Slayer-ish. Like, it just like. He sucks, but he's good, but he sucks at the same time. I think that his stand that he made against the business, I think this is a fucked up business, but he stood up, he still survived, and he proved that nobody can keep like a Sheen down, you know? They can keep a Estevez down, because his brother, and he's the good one. That motherfucker do everything right, and that nigga's career is over. Holy shit. Fuck Tiger Blood, he's selling his own blood to make money.
But I want to say to your eyes, man, I love that you stood up to what you thought was wrong, and I'm impressed by you, and I wanted to say that. So, thank you, man. Thanks for having me. Y'all take care, thank you.